Hello, this is Chloe. I'm hosting this podcast, and I have with me for an interview
Nicole Murray, my mom. Say hi.
Hi, Chloe.
So I have some questions, and so the first one is, what were the best and worst places you've ever lived?
Well, the best place I've ever lived is right here in Point Loma, San Diego, with you and your brother Shay and Buddy the dog and Tiny the cat.
And the worst?
I don't know. I've liked most of the places I lived.
Okay, but if you had to pick one.
No, I liked it there. I liked it there. Right near Baltimore, I guess, if I had to pick one.
Okay, cool. So, what was the worst friend breakup you've ever been through?
Wow, you're just getting right down to the nitty gritty,
right,
aren't
there.
You?
Yep.
The worst friend breakup. Well, high school, I had a pretty bad one with Lisa Dunaway. I can't remember what happened, but I think somebody said something behind someone's back, and then it got ugly fast. Because teenage girls.
Oof. Do you have any, like, childhood stories that you haven't told me?
I don't know. I feel like I've told you so many stories. Do you have a category you can help trigger?
I don't know. You can do funny, like, upsetting, just a
did
fun
I tell
time
you about, did I ever tell you about Aunt Tammy Trash Baby and the sandbox?
I don't think so.
Well, one day, your sister and I mean, my sister and I, your Aunt Tam and I, were outside playing. She was probably about 6 and I was probably about 8. And we were playing in somebody else's house in their sandbox. And she got really mad at me for something and she bit me so hard she drew blood. And then she started screaming and crying not to tell on her. But obviously I told on her and she got in trouble for biting.
Wow. That's rough. What were the best and worst jobs you've had?
Well, I've had a lot of bad jobs. Maybe my worst job was one of my first jobs where I had to work at Dunkin' Donuts with a 70s polyester uniform. Even though it was the 80s, it was still the 70s polyester uniform with a pointy collar with donuts printed on it. And I had a really mean manager. And the best job is the one I currently have, treating people with acupuncture at my clinic.
Cool. Nice. Who were your best and worst roommates?
I've had a lot of roommates. My worst one, well, Dave was kind of a bad one because he burned our house down. And he was a little immature.
What?
So when I was living in Santa Fe, I had two roommates. One was a teacher, her name was Carolyn, and one was a student with me at the Anthropology Film Center, and his name was Dave. And he was a little bit messy and a little annoying, but we all came home one day, and there were fire engines all over the street, and our house was burning down. And he had put his clothes out to dry over a gas heat grate.
Oh my God.
And burned the house down.
Wow.
So that wasn't the best one. And one of my favorites was my college roommate for a couple years named Maureen. We were best friends and we had a great time.
Nice. So I know you went to med school and after college or acupuncture school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Chinese medicine school.
Chinese medicine. So what were the best and most stressful parts of
acupuncture school?
Acupuncture school, yeah.
Well, studying herbal medicine was stressful because it's all in Chinese and Latin and it's really complicated and so much memorizing. I found it very challenging. I also didn't love all of the needle practice classes because that meant a lot of students were practicing needling on me and some of them weren't all that great. And just having babies and trying to study for tests all the time was pretty stressful. But the best parts were learning how to make people feel better.
Nice. So I also, just pretty much the same question, but for college. So what were the best and worst parts of...
Well, you expect me to remember back that far? I don't think my memory goes back that far.
Well...
All right, I'll try. So the best really was just my social life. I loved college. I thought it was really fun. I had lots of friends and we did lots of fun things. And it was a fun way to start to learn responsibility and be a grown up because I had to stick to a schedule and commit to my classes, but I still got to have a great social life. And the worst, I don't know, probably papers due that I was late on and procrastinated on and had to stay up all night writing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Procrastinating.
What are some baby stories about me and my brother Shay?
Well, Pudge, let me think. Baby or like toddler?
Whatever you want.
Well, you were a really good dancer. You liked all the rock music on, and then you would stomp around in your diaper and like put your little paws up and down and shake your head around and shake your little diaper butt. You loved dancing. And Shay just loved to chase you. He would just chase you in circles. And you would go, ah, and he would go, ah, and then run around.
Aw. Was there an occasion or multiple occasions that you feared for your life?
Well, I just told you that story the other day about when I was traveling through Honduras.
Yeah.
And our bus, and I was just with a fellow traveler I had met, and nobody knew where I was specifically. Like, my parents couldn't have found me or anything. It was way before cell phones, and letters took like a month to get back and forth. So I was just thinking, like, this bus got held up by bandits, and we all got unloaded, and I was like, I'm gonna be killed right now, and nobody will even ever find me, probably.
Wow.
That was scary.
That sounds really scary. So what were, like, the happiest periods of your life, like including non-kid related reasons?
The minute you were born was the happiest moment of my life until the minute your brother was born. Oh, happy days. And then otherwise, just summers, I think, growing up, playing with my friends in the river and enjoying my childhood. I really liked performing when I used to play the flute. I really enjoyed performing at high levels. I got a lot out of that, and that made me really happy and fulfilled. When I graduated from college and then when I graduated from acupuncture school, those were really big milestones and made me feel great. And I try to live every day as though it's the best day.
Cool. Okay. What do you believe is your greatest flaw?
My controlling nature and how I want to be in charge of everything.
Hardly.
Right. Good luck with that in your life.
What is one thing that you are guilty about / ashamed of?
Well, I'm ashamed that I smoked cigarettes for a long time.
Mm. Yeah, but
that's it.
That, so
I'm proud. That'll of you. Do. Thank you.
Speaking of being proud, what are some accomplishments that you are really proud of?
Oh, I already covered getting my college degree and then my acupuncture degree or my master's in Chinese medicine. I'm really proud of that. And I'm really proud of my work as a mom, raising you guys.
Aww.
You're my two greatest accomplishments.
Thanks. What were some instances where you just wanted to quit?
Acupuncture school, when I had a toddler running around throwing sippy cups at my head and a baby crying and throwing up at me and then tests to do. I did decide to give up a couple of times, but then I just couldn't let myself.
Wow. Can you tell me more about your / my family heritage, if you know any?
Well, my dad's mom came from Ireland. And his dad came from upstate New York. So your great-grandfather on my dad's side went to World War II. And he did, like, the coding stuff in the war.
Whoa.
And what else? Your great-grandma, Dorothy, who you got to meet before she passed away when she was 94, she, her mom died when she was pretty young, and then her dad remarried somebody who had other kids, and she had a really hard childhood because that stepmom kind of abandoned her and her first sister. So, and then she became a nurse and married your great-grandpa, who was a minister.
Oh, that's really interesting. So did you ever have any bad money struggles?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents had money struggles a couple times, and I remember Grandma broke our piggy bank to count up our change just to buy food, so that wow. They went through some struggles, or, you know, my family did when I was young a couple times. And then as a college student, I had trouble making my budget, so I would just have to work more waiting tables and everything. And I just definitely had time where I had to, where I was aware of how many dollars were in my wallet. And when I lived in San Francisco, for example, I was in my 20s already, but I hadn't found a professional job yet, and I was waiting tables or temping or something. And I remember that I had to be so careful with my money that one day, even though it was raining and I lived like 2.5 miles away, I walked home instead of spending a dollar on the bus.
Wow. That's rough.
That's not that bad.
Well, speaking of rough, though, what was a scary or difficult decision that you've had to make?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because every even small decision we make in life impacts every other future decision.
Yeah, the butterfly effect.
Yeah, like the butterfly effect. So I think they're all really urgent and important, even if they don't feel it at the time. I guess going to study Chinese medicine was scary, because it's so expensive to go back to school and such a long path and difficult struggle, or at least it was for me, especially while having babies, that it felt like a really risky thing to do.
Wow.
But I thought maybe it would be worth it, and it was.
Cool. Who are some people that have inspired you?
You have inspired me. You teach me things about kindness and good listening and communication every day. And my parents have inspired me with their work ethic and their caring about other people. Dogs inspire me all the time, because they're just pure love and are just happy in the moment and remind me not to worry too much.
I love dogs.
Me too.
What was a time that someone you trusted let you down?
Well, I have a friend named Julie that I've known for over 20 years, probably 25 years. And it was just over a period of time that, that I felt like, even though I was a really good friend and there for her, that she wasn't able to do the same thing for me. So that was just an overall friendship letdown.
Mm. Lightening up the mood a little bit, have you ever been on TV?
Well, I mean, Grandma and Aunt Tam and I went to the Ricky Lake Show, which isn't in existence anymore, but it was a talk show, when we went to New York in 2001, actually right before 9/11, we went to the talk show. I think it was on like 9/9 of 01. And so we were in the audience and got on TV then.
Oh, cool. Do you have any like guilty pleasures, such as like music?
Yeah, like music. And right now, candle making.
But when I say such as music, like any specific songs or
oh,
artists?
Oh, do you mean like I'm embarrassed about my tastes?
Yeah, do you have any embarrassing tastes? Or
well, all the like poppy girl music I like Taylor Swift. I'm not guilty, but some people might judge.
No, but what are you guilty about for your music taste?
I'll never admit it.
Okay, fine. Can you tell me about a time that someone has made you feel stupid? Because I think that's happened with everyone.
Well, nobody can make me feel anything I don't already feel. Don't
you
give me that
mean.
Look.
You know what I mean.
Well, I had my French teacher once tell me that not everybody's, quote, built for college.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought you were a great student, though.
I was a really good student, but not in French, and maybe because she was a horrible teacher.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, that was actually the last question, so thank you for doing this interview for the project.
Thank you for having me, Chloe. It's been a pleasure.